Blog Talk Radio.
Gang. I'm Lonnie.
I'm Bill.
I'm Chad.
I'm Jerry.
And I got Cal and Yola in the chat room.
Well, that's great.
Amen.
Here we are. Let's figure it out. We're blessed to have survived another week. If we get up and we wake up in the morning, it's a good day. But boy, we're facing so many bad things. Obama is bound and determined he's going to give 34 million illegals an amnesty over a five-year period. Ain't that odd when they claim there were only 10 to 11 million illegals in the country for the last, 11 years?
Hey, but when are they going to face it? He's an idiot.
Let me crunch some numbers for you. By doing that, 10% of blacks will lose their employment. 17% of teenagers will lose their employment. Now, you can go out there and run, you young people, and you that cater to him just because of the color of his skin, you can run out there and support him all you want. But when he stabs you in the back in the end, then it's going to be too late, young people. It's going to be too late, Americans. 34 million, that's 10% of what we have now. At one time, they're already here. And then you look today, the guy who murdered two police officers, an illegal.
Well, did two other crimes before this. Now,
he's been deported twice before. Now, they're going to deport him. They're talking about they want to deport him. And this is a guy who murdered people, and they just want to deport him. But they don't say a crap about one of our soldiers, our Marines, sitting in Mexico in a prison over a wrong turn because of the way the government had to set up there.
Our government deporting all that is sending them to another state, not the country, another state.
Well, we've already
we've
already found out that there's statistics on Obama's deported more than anybody else with a bald-faced lie. They manipulated the figures. Just like they do with everything else. And I'm not saying it's just Obama. Both parties do this crap.
It's not
folks,
just Obama.
Any political issue out there, I would suggest highly, every time there's an issue comes up, look who stands to profit off of that. If you're going to see a pattern. You're going to see a huge pattern. Let's go back and take a look at our elected. The last 25 years, and see how much their incomes rose while they were sitting in office or holding offices or after they left office, simply because of the investments that they controlled, the moving of businesses and whatever, locating the businesses and this, that they controlled, they were able to invest in and pocket from.
Mm-hmm.
Global warming. Well,
global warming. Why a scheme?
Well, everything they have ever said about it for the last 20 years is a lie. An interesting statistic.
It's global warming. It's global warming.
Today, European global warming fanatics claim that Europe's reduced their carbon imprint, their emissions, by so much. But what they fail to tell you is what is happening in Hawaii in 2 days, wiped out everything they have done globally for the last 20 years.
From a volcano?
Yes.
Yeah.
The CO2 and the emissions from a volcano wipe out anything from one volcano in 2 days, wipes up everything, all these globally pushing for climate stuff, all the stuff that they put in place.
People are smart enough to do their own figuring on that and come up with that.
Because you've got a media that is nothing but liberal propaganda.
Yeah.
They will not cover the story. They will not research the facts, nor will they divulge the facts.
Like we said last year on this global warming crap, last time we checked, when it hits after December, it's called winter time.
Well,
and then you got is spring and then summer.
The Antarctic ice cap is bigger and thicker than it ever was. The North Pole is bigger than it's been in decades, and it's thicker. The polar bears are thriving. They're not dying off. As a matter of fact, the population has increased quite a bit. So it's just lie after lie. It's the Alinsky model. Keep pushing the lie until it's accepted as truth. And that's what they do on immigration, on climate, on the conditions around the globe. Folks,
see, they got us all wrong.
Today they're talking,
we hate
now
all.
They're talking about, they're going to bring
come here, right.
They're going to bring people with Ebola from these other countries to here.
You hear about this kid, I think it was 4 or 5 year old. I don't think he had it, but
It was a he, and he did not have it.
He or she, that's still bad. I mean, that's a young child.
I understand that.
And these people should be quarantined just for the safety of other people.
Well, our
government shouldn't have brought that crap over here in the first place. They should have got a handle on it before they even put them on a plane, put them on a train, put them on a bus, put them on however they got here.
Let them loose in public.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. There should be a quarantine. And I think the woman who threw the fit in New Hampshire is a very selfish woman. And I have a remedy for people like her. Fine, we'll let you go back to your apartment. But we want you to sign this paper that if anybody gets infected with Ebola because of you, you are liable for their expenses. Then let's see how many of these. And this whole crap about, oh, well, we got to bend the rules for the healthcare workers, or they won't volunteer. Or they won't volunteer to go to Africa.
A rule for freaking everybody.
You're telling me
a dang rule.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Nobody else.
They are telling you that the public of America is not as important to them.
I mean, there's rules everywhere. And everybody has
4 or 5 years now. Miss Linda and I and Ron and others have been telling people about the whole agenda that they're following. I got a thing here.
I'm getting some people to wake up.
I got a thing here. It came from Doug Leatherby. He's running for state representative in District 73 in Indiana. Says he's supported by the likes of Barron Hill. Remember Barron Hill? The guy who stood up at the town hall meeting and said nobody told him how to run his meeting, and the Hoosiers showed him the way out the door. Lee Hamilton, nobody has done more, made more bull crap. Look at his inside investments and trading while he held office. Bill Bailey was mayor of Seymour, was on the Chamber of Commerce. Bill Bailey has invested in businesses and housing that caters to illegals. He profits from illegals. He has been one of the biggest aiders and abettors of illegals in southern Indiana. Then it goes over here on the other page, and he's talking about sustainable farming, sustainable thing that Agenda 21 at the UN is now called sustainable development. Then he's down here about supporting the public schools. He wants to do away with the charter schools and all this and that. But the biggest thing I have against him is when I come over here and he's supported by the IPACE, AFL-CIO, UAW, and AFSC. I mean, he's supported by unions. Is that why he's against charter schools and stuff?
Yep.
He's wanting all schools to be under the power of the unions?
Mm-hmm.
Is he under the sustainable farming and sustainable business and agriculture? Is he part of the? Is he on board with ICLEI and their move and their plans to bring about Agenda 21 here? I'd like to see the comprehensive form from his county that he's from and see if his signature's on it. Because if it is, folks, that means he has signed on to Agenda 21 behind your back. And he's all for taking total control over you. Well, he's not bright enough to realize that if that ever happens, once it does happen, he no longer serves a purpose. The elite don't need a middleman. They will get rid of him.
He's going to have fun taking on the American people, I'm telling them.
I don't see nothing good coming in the next 2 years.
Besides the traitors like we've had hidden, what wants to turn the Muslims and, or have, what is it, what's fighting and killing the Christians.
The radical Islamists.
Yes.
So I do agree that it's true that not all Muslims believe you go out there and kill everybody that's
not
like you.
No, I'm not saying that.
But there is a very large percentage of them that do.
But whatever preaches kill, any state that's trying
to bring about or support Sharia law, well, you know what, out here who support the left, you better take a damn close look at Sharia law and what it will mean for you. If Sharia law comes in and you open your mouth, somebody will shut it, probably permanently.
said that if that ever came here, people, I would be one of the first ones we'll send kill because I would not stand for half of the crap they want.
Well, you see, the attack on Christianity.
No way. That's another thing that burns my butt. You just attack Christianity left and right, and, oh, the atheists, the Muslims, or anything else is not affected. But that little dinky minority has
not a minority.
Well, no.
That's the sadness of it. It's not a minority. It's actually a majority.
Majority. Well,
here's what I don't like. Here's what I don't like is when I call it discrimination. You go after the Christians for their stances on abortion. You don't say crap to the Muslims for their stance. You go after the Christians for their stances about homosexuality, but you don't say nothing to the Muslims who have an even worse.
Our thing is we still love them. That's not our choice to judge.
We love them and pray for them to change. Muslims don't do that, or true Islamist Sharia law people don't do that.
I just have a problem with hate.
You're seeing.
And that's all I'm seeing out of all the government and everybody. It's hate. What happened to the love?
What you're seeing is a global creation of a bunch of lemmings.
I thought this
lemmings.
Was
you know what lemmings are? You know what lemmings are? They're the little creatures that will all run off a cliff. Well, you've got illegals flooding into here, not realizing in the end when the agenda's put in place and they finally get to doing their population reduction to get down between a half a million and 250 million, or 500 million and 250 million people, that they will be eliminated.
They can go ahead and do that, and our God will mighty more.
For everybody out there, if you haven't seen it, I suggest you look up on the internet Agenda 21 for Dummies. Watch the video and listen to the people talking. Listen to what that guy says at the end. Because it comes down to this. Once they have control, once these lemmings, when I'm talking lemmings, I'm talking the illegals, I'm talking the gays, I'm talking the minority, the racist minorities, and I'm talking about the ignorance on the left, on the right, the people who think they're going to profit out of all this. In the end, the only ones who's going to have profit are the elite. And if you guys, they're going to take it away from you and eliminate your ass. But you have so many lemmings. We have lemmings sitting in our Congress and our Senate. They're rushing to their own deaths and not smart enough to know it.
The Congress and Senate is small, smaller.
Well, I don't know that that's the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is
in the bad ones.
And somehow, some way, you can't call yourself the media if you don't report the truth of the story, the true facts behind the story. You are then a propagandist.
Yep.
And
lies.
We're seeing enough attacks against freedom of speech that's going on. Look at Bill Maher. Bill Maher is being boycotted from Berkeley, of all places. If there's a college that should be pushed into the ocean because it stands for nothing but immorality and perverseness, it's Berkeley. Bill Maher is a big liberal. They don't want him speaking there because of the things he said about Muslims.
Okay.
Well, I sent this to Lonnie the other day. I always thought being American meant you had the right to say F you.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Read something here. Read something Cal wrote in the chat room. To say that a Muslim don't kill for their belief is like saying Christians don't have belief in Christ to get to heaven. Both will come around to do what they're required by their religion. He's absolutely right.
That's dead true. Cal, dead true and dead right on that. And
he says that's why sleeper Muslims are moving in every section of the world. Ever wonder why a Muslim show is named a new nation? Wait a minute. Yeah. New nation, Muslim, that's your nation that are talking about. He's right.
I don't usually watch it, but the other day I happened to catch Francis and Friends, and I just thought for a second, Donnie Swaggart was talking, and he caught my attention because Donnie Swaggart was standing there saying, Christians, it's time you got off your butts, jumped up, and got in this fight. As a voting bloc, Christians don't do very well because they don't show up to vote. They better get off their rears and start voting. They better start standing up and speaking out. 2% of the nation can dictate to 97% there is a problem. There is a problem. When your government is so deep in insider investing and trading, they will sell out the people to pad their own pockets or to gain some kind of power over the people. We start out this show with the song, Born Free. Folks, I got to tell you, I have watched our freedoms dwindle and dwindle and dwindle, especially the last 15 to 20 years. Ever since Bush won, I have watched our freedoms dwindle. And I haven't forgot it was Bush won who brought up Agenda 21 to begin with. And then it was Bill Clinton who couldn't get it. Nancy Pelosi introduced it on the floor of Congress.
Yep.
They couldn't get it passed.
There's a video of 10 people.
Couldn't get it passed. Bill Clinton goes around Congress and signs on to it at the UN as sustainable development. ICLEI's created and spreads out. ICLEI don't have nothing to do with the U.S. Anyways, and then here comes GW. GW comes in, he starts putting parts of it into place. And then Obama comes in, and he was supposed to finalize everything. But there's one thing major that he's not been able to do. He's caused a lot of disruptions and this and that. But they cannot bring their agenda into full effect until they have disarmed the American public. That is what has stopped them. If they had been able to disarm us after the school shootings and stuff, folks, we wouldn't even be having a conversation now because we wouldn't be allowed to talk.
Well, don't get me wrong, people. Some of them dumb butts out there don't need guns. Some of them.
Well, I agree. But most of the people you're talking about don't legally own a gun.
No, they don't own a gun. They still send somebody else.
Well, you've got to stop the theft at it. But you can't blame a law-abiding citizen.
They just proved it the other day that you don't have to have a gun. Seen that guy went crazy with that hatchet? I mean, come on. You don't have to have a gun just to kill somebody.
Well,
there's just too many people.
I can't argue that point because man has been killing man since they started. Cain killed Abel.
Yeah.
What he used, folks? He didn't use a gun.
Nope.
And it goes on and on and on. Find a way to kill a man. That's just how it is.
No, some of those killing, yes, I think is wrong.
But when you have a government that won't tell the truth, that denies that it's Muslim extremism, and won't even call the shooting at Fort Hood a terrorism, but still tries to label it as workplace violence, even though if you read anything that Hassan has wrote since then, he's all about jihad and all this and that. It's obvious this man did a terrorist act. But yet, our government refused to acknowledge Muslim extremism. Oh, they'll go after the Tea Party. And what violence? Name me what violence the Tea Party has done.
Single violence, yeah.
They can't.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what they do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they do when they gather at the Tea Party, big groups of the Tea Party and stuff. Unlike the Greenies, who's supposed to be for the environment, when they leave a park or even leaving there in Washington, D.C., the place was cleaner when they left than it was when they got there.
That's just common courtesy.
They pick up all the trash and everything else. You look at these environmentalists. They have a big gathering, they leave, and there's trash scattered everywhere.
Nobody can seem to hit this trash.
They're hypocrites. They don't even have the logic or the brains to know what they're even talking about. They're the ones to get out here and say they got to stomp out CO2. You can't stomp out CO2 without killing everybody on the planet.
Everything.
They're the ones to get out here and tell you, oh, we got to stop carbon. We got to get rid of carbon. No, they're not smart enough to know that everything in the universe is based on carbon, including them.
Yeah.
Ill-informed public. We see every time we see Waters World. You just want to speak your head off the floor.
There's the funny people out there.
You hear stuff, you're like, oh, my God.
People
are loose on the streets.
One, they don't watch enough, I mean, facts. And
well,
two,
I'm going to go back to a saying that when I first joined and started talking about things, I always used, and I'm going to say it again. I don't know if it will be the main time, probably. We must all fear the evil of bad men, that is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men. And, folks, that's what we have. We have a country full of indifferent people who just don't seem to think that they have to, that they should care about what the government's doing or this or that. Or they don't, they're the ones that you go up and you talk to and they say, well, they can't do that. Not even smart enough to know that they just did it. It's crazy.
Sorry, I think we lost Bill for a minute. Just give me a second here, guys. I'll play a little bit of music waiting on him.
Help me through the night.
folks somewhere along the line. Blog Talk TV Radio messed me up. I don't know why. Hi,
Yola.
Hi,
Yola.
Yeah, how you doing, Yola? Nice to hear from you.
How are the boys doing? Where'd they go?
I don't know. I got the chat room back up, but I don't know where they went.
We lost all three of you. It was just me and Cal in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They all
if she
disappeared
can
on us. I tell you. Well, we'll see if we'll give them a couple more minutes. They're gonna have problems. I'll give them a couple more minutes. We can play one more song, can't we?
You might as well.
Might as well.
Okay, well, we're going through to the chat room at least.
Okay, yeah, I see the chat room back up.
Yeah.
On my screen.
You're near us.
Yeah, so let me find another song and we'll play it. Wait and see if they decide to show up or not.
All right, maybe you'll call back in. If not, we'll just wrap it.
That's right. That's the way to do it. We'll do the pledge tonight.
Okay, go.
All righty.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Okay, well, it looks like the rest of the good old boys are from the Hoot and Holler gang are having an issue, so we're going to call tonight. Yo,
okay,
thanks for calling in.
Can you call them from there? I know we could from the old set. I'm not that familiar with the new setup.
Let me see. Well, he's back on. There he is. We lost you. Where'd you go? Did you take a vacation?
Heck no. Somebody cut me off, and we didn't know. I've been sitting here ramble for 20 minutes. We were doing a heck of a good show, too.
Well, it's still on. I just played a song and waited on you. We didn't cut you off.
We stayed. No, we didn't give up.
We stayed.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Chad.
No, that's Yola.
Yola.
Yola called in to keep me company.
Well, I'm glad somebody did.
I've been
rambling for 20 minutes. Me and Chad.
Well, ramble for another. How about you ramble for another 18 then?
What you talking about? Fill us in.
Well.
Yeah, fill us in.
We have an elected. That only issues they ever try to fight for is the issues they know will divide us. How many times do you see them pull out an issue that the majority would support?
They don't do that.
We are elected, are criminals, because most of them are insider investor and trading specialists, and they make their wealth not off what they get paid to sit in office, but off their insider investing and trading. They also gain their powers by that. Al Gore is a good example. Al Gore pushes a climate change issue that's been proven to be crap, but they keep pushing the lie. They keep saying the ice caps are melting when that's been proven to be a lie. They keep saying the globe's heating up for the last 16 years. It hasn't. Everything they've done globally with carbon and reducing emissions and stuff was wiped out the last 2 days in Hawaii for the last 20 years. We're looking at
Yellowstone.
If they bring amnesty in, we're looking at about, I can't remember, 10 to 12% of blacks will lose their employment. 16 to 17% of teenagers will lose their employment. You'll see money that usually goes to help these people go to school and college won't be there because they'll be using that money to pay for illegals to go to college. It's part of the whole great destroy the culture deal. You're going to bring in 10% of what the population currently is in 5-year period, meaning blacks will become less of a percentage of the population, as will some others. No one's bright enough to look at these actual what's going to happen. And on any issue an elected official brings up, you've got to look and see who's going to profit. I had an interesting little talk with a guy from Holland today. And he's telling me that where I was going with this. But he was showing me who was going to profit off of certain things. And I found it interesting because it was a major issue in the country going on. And when you looked at it, there are elected officials that stand to profit if they're able to do it. And I got to tell you, and I can't remember exactly which item he was talking about, but it was just freaking me out about all of it. Because I was finding out that there were Democrats that were invested that were going to profit big if they could pull this thing off and everybody had to get this or that. And
You know, it's like the pharmaceutical companies. Who's invested in them? You should see a list of who's invested in the big pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that's pretty damn long.
And you should see a list of who's invested in green energies. And you should also see a list of who's invested in acquiring properties, let's say, below the table of what anybody else could.
Ah.
Illegals. Who's going to profit from illegals? Well, those who have businesses that cater to them, those who house them, and who's going to pay the extra money out of that's going to cost us for education, for entitlements, and all this and that. Somebody's always looking to profit off of the American taxpayers. And it's usually somebody sitting in office.
Right.
I can understand when someone told me an honest man would never want to be in office.
I'm beginning to believe that. I'm beginning to believe that is true.
It's bothering me. I can't remember what that guy was saying or who he was talking about. But he's right. But we see it all the time. The climate thing, you can look who's invested in carbon exchanges, who's invested in green energy, who stands to make big money if they can bring these things off.
And
there, a lot of them are holding political office.
And why they push a lot of these bills and stuff, because that follows right with it.
Why isn't that illegal?
Barack Obama, we're both invested in the Chicago Carbon Exchange. I have to believe they have took their investments offshore since the Chicago Carbon Exchange collapsed after it was involved with offshore bank and some nefarious activities. Richard Lugar was on that list, a Republican. Folks, we're being played.
And the Republicans aren't going to get us anywhere if they do take over the House and the Senate anyway. They've got it so screwed up, nobody could go in there and straighten it out.
Well, I've seen a commercial Mitch McConnell put out about illegal immigration, and it pissed me off because in 2005, 2006, when I first started fighting illegal immigration, Mitch McConnell was one of my thoughts. I had my webmaster at the time make a puppet of him, stuck on G.W. Bush's arm, because I wanted to know how far up his rear G.W. had to stick his arm to make Mitch's mouth move.
Right.
The ad went, the picture and photo and his thing, great webmaster, went over big in Kentucky. They thought it was funnier than hell, but it was the flat-out truth. John McCain is another one I was fighting against. He was on the side of Paul Kennedy and stuff. Jeff Sessions was the hero then. Not Mitch McConnell, not John McCain. It was Jeff Sessions and those who helped him. But, again, it comes down to you hear Gene Shaheen out here today saying our immigration system is broken. Well, that's a lie. The immigration system isn't broken. What's broken is our elected's will to enforce the laws as are written. They refuse to enforce them. That don't make them broken. That makes our elected broken. And that's what needs to be changed, not the immigration laws, the elected who refuse to enforce those laws.
Right, that's true.
A private citizen does something like that, where it's called aiding and abetting.
Right.
If you refuse to enforce the law and you let them break the law, you're aiding and abetting them. And that's what our elected, many, many of our elected are guilty of. They have aided and abetted the foreign invasion of the United States.
What I either heard or read, I'm not sure, today, something about Obozo there giving X amount of the illegal temporary work papers.
It's 34 million over a 5-year period he wants to give amnesty.
I was talking about just temporary work papers.
What I'm going to say is this. That won't be enough because I believe in my own, I believe there's about 40 million or more illegals in the country now.
So right.
Even in 5 years, he's not going to be giving out enough amnesty to cover all of them. And you know by doing that, it's just going to draw more here. In one move, he will change 10% of the American population. That's going to cause a mass rush. And when it does, it's not going to be a 10% change, but it's going to be an even bigger change.
Oh, yeah.
But here comes the bigger threat. Every one of those that get it, 34 million get an amnesty. That allows every one of them, 34 million, to invoke family reunification. And allows them to bring up to 200 and some extended family members. Folks,
jeez.
Math, you'll find out you just became a third world poverty nation.
Absolutely.
And every one of them that come can do the same thing.
Right.
He passes this amnesty, the United States is dead.
Well, you need to start passing amnesty because there's enough of them sneaking across the border anyway.
Once you give that many amnesty, and they invoke family reunification, even if they each only bring 10 people, that's 340 million.
Right.
With the...
we might as well go to Mexico and start over then.
Entire cultural makeup of the United States into a third world nation.
Right.
Other minorities think they got it rough getting education and a job now. Wait till this happens. Wait till this happens.
Right. That's what I was saying. That what I was hearing was...
All these gangs, black gangs in the cities and stuff, will be wiped out by the Hispanic gangs.
Oh, yeah.
And they got nobody to thank but Barack Obama if that happens.
Yep, absolutely.
We don't need them on our soil. Unless they want to come here the right way.
We take in more legal...
Still don't need no bad people.
We take in more legal immigrants. We take in more legal immigrants every year than anybody else in the world. I mean, I think it's more than the world combined. We, by far, take in the most legal immigrants. There is rules and a pathway to come here. To let these people cut line while there are others waiting in line doing it the legal way, what does that tell you about what kind of government you have?
It's just wrong.
That will release rapists?
It's just absolutely wrong.
Murderers into the public. 70,000 or so into the public when... A guy can kill two cops, and we're going to deport him. What? No sense at all. When you got more Americans dying here in our soil at the hands of illegals, but you're elected, don't talk about it. The media won't talk about it. I mean, how many of us have known somebody that something happened where illegals did a crime and they got away with it? Even around here, I mean. Yes, there's another thing for about. Well, we did have a sheriff that would do that, but you see how fast those that are the investors in the county and the county commissioners and the elected of Seymour and others got rid of his butt because they didn't want him deporting illegals.
Hey, y'all, it was nice hearing your voice.
Thank you. Nice hearing yours, too.
Hey, I'm still kicking.
That's good. I've been worried about you.
I've been taking my medicine, and I went to my doctor, went to the hospital, had some tests done. Don't know the results yet, but I know. But while I'm here, I'm not leaving this fight until I can feel satisfied that someone's there taking over and going the right way with it. And then I'll support them with everything I got.
Right. But for right now, you need to slow down a little bit, enough so that you can keep going and get things done, but not enough to kill yourself.
Well, it's a good month for me. It's Halloween month. I've been with my family, and I love a good scary movie. So,
are you guys doing haunted house?
I'll be honest. My wife goes through the house here and there, here and there. I've always been, I'm trying to be nice here, woman. I like to watch her. Let's just say that.
Did you do your haunted house this year?
No.
No.
We didn't get to because
we had a funeral in the family, and a lot of people took time off and stuff, and just wasn't good. We had a weekend that they were camping, and we ate good, heard music.
Yeah, we lost somebody really close to us, too, just this past few days.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, we're sorry for you guys, too.
We still have a Christmas dinner coming up. I've always thought I was a blessed man because I come from a family that gets together many times a year, not just once, but many times a year.
Yeah.
So many people, that's in wintertime. I had the most awesome of wives. My kids can drive me nuts, but I love them dearly. And my grandkids, I try everything I can to spoil them. But I also try to instill in them what it is to be a good person, a knowledge of God, a love of country. These are the kinds of things I try to instill in them.
Right.
And that everybody, no matter, you know, it doesn't matter if they're what color they are or anything, everybody's equal the same. Everybody's got to eat to live. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom. Everybody's got to, you know, we're all the same.
Right.
I've been blessed with family, friends, Patriot family, and all its members. You know, I don't know if everybody else does it, but every time I hear that song that plays at the beginning, Born Free, I feel that in my heart. It brings a tear to my eye, folks. What's going on in my country? I break down. I'm human. And I break down because I see what's going on in this country. And I just wish there was a way to wake more people up to the threat we're all facing. Yola, you and Nick have a great night. God bless you guys.
You guys too. God bless you all. Love you all. Miss you all.
Yeah. Miss you too.
Everybody else.
And America,
God bless
everyone.
And a good night. Cuz, take us out.
Don't forget Left and Right Coast tomorrow night if it's prevailed. And next Tuesday night, we're going to do it from my home around the fire and have some chili, and we're going to make an apple pie, and we're going to do the show from here. We're going to do it out in the fire place and just sit around the fire in open form.
Awesome. That sounds like it's going to be a fun one.
So here's
the
song. God bless y'all.
That's election night. I think we should do a little bit extra long show that night.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, We'll talk about that.
Linda, yo, Ron, everybody call in. It's election night. Let us know what's going on in your area.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we got a minute. I'm going to play it. God bless y'all.
Great. Hey, guys. Love you. Have fun.